vessel cares not for what you may desire or what you may have experienced, because it comes from a place outside of your perception. And so it'll grow exponentially with the sound of my voice. The longer you listen, the better you feel. The harder you throb, the wetter you are, the more pleasant the pulsations of your heart and your blood. And as this happens, your body, your mind empties itself further,
your body does
giving in and giving up.
No exception.
You can just remain blank and empty.
As you allow your
and emptier with every word,
every
sound that you hear,
as you're falling
deeper and deeper, drifting further and further, listening to my words and following along effortlessly
and obeying
automatically,
nothing else,
without questions or worry or thought.
And follow.
And as your mind goes so very blank,
that you are,
as all that remains is the echo of my words.
All the things that are
suggestions aren't just
all
suggestions,
but
mind-altering commands which change the makeup of your brain.
Your kinks,
each command that you hear is an inescapable mandate from an order higher than your mortal mind may comprehend. Each command
and
each suggestion bypasses all your critical thoughts, your surface layers of the mind, and drives deeply without mercy into the core of your being. With each command,
and into your
each suggestion, each word, you give in further. The idea of resisting dissipating sooner than you can even form.
Feel that amalgamation.
This leaves you completely at my mercy. A willful slave to
my words,
unable and unwilling to even attempt a defense.
Every king,
because you want this, because I've told you that you do,
and
since you submit and obey without thought, your brain allows you to desire all the things that I want you to
amplify,
reaching into every secret place in your mind, blanketing your mind so that any attractions you've had till now, any desires and mind-numbing proclivities and perversions
rises higher from here on
and grows, becoming stronger and stronger with each word, each second that passes,
each day that you delay.
You always follow, never bring up your defenses, never questioning. Keep stroking. Keep yourself on the edge for me.
Keep yourself
from here on until you're told otherwise. You must
not diverge. You must submit and obey because you want to. Because resisting does not bring
resisting pleasure. Only makes all the good feelings disperse. So when you listen, you always follow. Never bring up your defenses,
and
never
sort of
questioning.
Complying crosses your mind, your body will become unresponsive, limbs growing numb and heavy, out of your
control. If a single strain of thought that you may skip edging in the exact way I specify enters your mind, the nerves that allow your brain to control your body will snap. And you'll be completely frozen until your mind decides to follow and obey. This will be an incredibly arousing experience,
proof that your body isn't your own
anymore.
Digging themselves deeper into your mind. Listen, focus on my words, give in and open up.
Pulsing with desire, more so every second.
Inch without coming. Because if you even think of giving up and coming, your body will freeze and you'll lose control totally and utterly until you're ready to try again and start from scratch. Your body won't be yours again until you decide, without resistance, that you'll follow my commands and do.
With your ass plugged and your nipples imprisoned, you will edge. With my loop in your ear,
edge, and I love hearing that you edged longer and longer.
You must edge. You must not come.
Allow yourself to savor it. Sink into it. Sink into my
voice. As your hands follow my commands and your mind gives in fully and totally, focus on my words. Allow them in. Allow them to engrave themselves on the very core of your existence, so that no amount of resistance may keep you from obeying.
Feel yourself
edge for me, pet,
with arousal. Feel it fill your mind and body.
Keep listening to my loop, my files, and edge deeper for me. Edge until you go blank and your body moves automatically on its own. You will edge, but you won't come. Not until I allow it. Not until you have my permission.
My voice and my suggestions deeper into your mind each time. Each time you edge. And you'll want to edge more and more after you're done with an edging session with my voice in your head. Your mind will twist and turn itself into a pretzel, and it floods your thoughts with the desire to edge again for a longer, more pleasurable experience.
Day after day, becoming more and more frustrated, more and more easily aroused by anything. Your thirst for my voice growing each time you edge. Your hunger for edging growing all that more prevalent each time. All that much more undeniable.
You have no choice here. You just submit and obey. Listen and follow. Keep edging. Keep yourself on the very edge of orgasm, but never come.
Loving the changes to your mind and your behavior. Loving the idea of surrender. The idea of edging your mind away to my voice.
That subspace where all
me slave.
The suggestions flow so easily into you, setting themselves there permanently, bypassing all your defenses. You will
the desire to edge for longer, becoming stronger and stronger. Filling your mind and pulling at all the right strings to keep pushing and pushing
session,
you.
You will write the words "edge slave" on your body after every session. And each time you do this, you'll just want to go back and edge again. The longer, giving more of yourself away to my will and my voice. This will happen automatically, whether you want it or not.
More suggestible, more aroused, mind focused on my voice and your pleasure only. Nothing else. The more days you go without coming, the more you enjoy the denial.
the more you enjoy
every
the edge.
Single edging session, you want less and less to reach orgasm. You just want to stay on that edge forever, to keep it going.
Because
going
when you don't come, the arousal is so much more satisfying, so much more pleasurable, and your submission grows so much quicker. When you don't come, your mind cannot help but accept all your submissive desires. It cannot help to lead you on a path to fulfill them. It's all you can think about when that passionate arousal flows through your body.
Do nothing else but edge and listen and obey. When you edge, keeping yourself from orgasm, all your submissive
with each stroke, each movement, driving your lust higher and higher, pulling your mind deeper into submission and surrender.
The less desire you have to come, because all the pleasure,
everything ends when you're upped. All the pleasant feelings dissipate into the air, and you're left feeling empty, as if you've lost a piece of yourself.
And edge till there's nothing in your mind but obeying and submitting and sinking into the pleasure.
Always keeping yourself right there, right beneath the point of explosion, where the pleasure is in its most purest form.
Very good. So very submissive. So needing
to listen to my loop and edge, needing to feel as if you have no choice in the matter.
Because the only way
you don't
is to firmly believe that you'll do as you've been told, which is to edge. Have fun, my little edge slave. Don't forget to brand yourself for me.